ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the most famous words in motorsports with your host, Lugs and the Gas Man. Ladies and gentlemen, start your podcast.
Hey folks, welcome back to another week of wrecking and racing. This is your host with the most, Gas Man, with my Joey Logano look-alike co-host, Lux.
Thanks for that.
Hey, I am in presence of a champion.
Not exactly, but you know, we'll go with that. Sure, why not?
Take it, man. It's credit towards your direction. Make you feel like a badass for once.
I don't think badass and Joey Logano have ever went in the same conversation together.
Well, obviously that's incorrect because he just won the championship, therefore he's a badass.
If you say so.
Okay, let's just start off right now. Is he a lock to be a Hall of Famer now?
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm throwing grenades at the beginning of the podcast.
Whoa, I haven't even got my beer open yet.
Okay.
Man.
All right, let's slow.
You didn't even thank the fans. Are you feeling
okay?
Yeah,
hold on. Let's slow the roll, I guess. All right.
Oh, man. I almost fell out of my chair there.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Yeah, thanks for coming back and listening to this absolute nonsense. We appreciate it very, very much. You can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Reach out to us, wreckingracing@gmail.com. We love conversations. Mike, if you're listening, I haven't heard from you in a couple weeks. Where you at, man? We like to say hi to you.
He has gotten quiet, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen him on Facebook. I haven't seen him he hasn't sent us any emails. So yeah. I'm really wondering. We need to reach out to him and make sure he's okay.
Send out a search party.
Yeah, I mean, Stephanie was gone for a little bit. She's back now. Stephanie, get better. Hope you feel better soon. Yeah. And we have old Thomas Murphy with his gift we just sent him this week.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we're awesome like that. Thomas, aren't we awesome? Just tell everybody how awesome we are.
Spread the word.
Yes. Yes. And thanks, Devin, for, you know, telling Thomas about us. You know, talk about the whole telling a friend thing. We know Devin told Thomas, and Thomas has become a loyal fan of ours. Thank you. Now I have thanked the fans. What about you, Lugs? You got anything you want to add?
No.
You know, I'm not even going to call you Lugs this episode. You're going to be Joey. This whole episode, you're going to be Joey.
Screw you, man.
That's something Joey would say.
Whatever. I'll just run with it. I don't care.
You are a champion.
Let's crack these beers open so I can cope with that.
Unfortunately, I've already started drinking my beer before we started. So, all right. I'll go ahead and open another can, though.
Bush, the official beer.
Light.
Thanks for the clarification.
It was funny.
I think either one would count.
Did you see Bush's Twitter message today, yesterday, where I don't remember when it was. Mm-hmm. But anyway, they retweeted Ariana Grande, and all her response was shh, like she's telling somebody to be quiet. And Bush just said, be you.
Interesting.
Bush.
It was Ariana Grande.
She was dating some dude from Saturday Night Live that made fun of a Navy SEAL. I don't remember that guy's name. Not the Navy SEAL. That's Crenshaw, but I'm talking about the...
Pete Davidson?
Ah, there we go. That's the guy's name, yeah. Kind of looks weird. The gray hair and stuff.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't watch Saturday Night Live, so I couldn't tell you. I just happened to see it on, like, Google or something. People talking about it. Probably. Gotcha.
Speaking of Bush, though, did you see that post that they put out about something if Harvick...
Oh, that car?
Was it if he did win
the millennial car? If he didn't win it,
yeah. All right, so
yeah, if he did not win it,
they were gonna run that millennial car.
So
it has all the different phrases like yeet.
Yeah,
and...
so Bush has something about well, this aged badly or something like
oh,
that.
They responded,
yeah.
So I hope they do it because let's be honest, that'd be kind of funny to see it on the track.
I think it'd make for an interesting marketing campaign, like for T-shirts and stuff.
Right.
But yeah, they should follow through with that for sure.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of have to at this point, right? If you say you're going to do it,
and you don't,
you're going to get chastised.
Yeah, in this day and age, you better believe it.
So let's start from ground zero. We already mentioned it, but Homestead, right? Championship weekend.
You know what? Let's screw what you're saying. Let's go in order. Trucks. I was right. Okay, now Xfinity.
What? You don't even know where I'm going. We're talking about Homestead. Maybe I was going to start with the trucks.
No, you weren't.
Maybe I was.
No, you weren't.
You don't
know.
You don't know.
Okay. How would you like to proceed?
Let's start with trucks.
Okay. I'm just thinking we get the lower series out of the way, then we get to the meat and potatoes of the
lower
show.
Lower series? How could you dare call them the lower series?
Because you work your way up from there. It's a lower series. I didn't say it was worse series. I said it was a lower series. It's like calling AAA the same as MLB.
Proceed.
Go where? Proceeds go where?
To my wherever pocket. You're going. Yeah, no. We don't have any proceeds.
So
no,
the only thing I was going to say, yeah, that's very true. That's why we're such a low budget podcast, because we literally are low budget. But what I was getting to on the trucks, I just want to point out that I was right. I called that. You thought I was stupid. I was right.
I did not ever say that.
The look you gave me said everything.
You have no
Joey,
proof.
Joey, listen to me, Joey.
You have no proof.
Not yet, but next year I will.
That's not necessarily true either.
Why not?
Because that's a lot of talk right now. It's a lot of talk. We don't know if we're going to do a video series. We'll see.
Fans, let us know. Should we do the video podcast? We will release it each week as a video and as a regular podcast. Please let us know.
It'd be more difficult to edit, so.
No, I just won't even edit. I'll just flip everybody off and won't edit it. That's just the way it goes, man. We live in that world nowadays. That when I run for president in 10 years, that's going to come back and haunt me. Hey, there's a dog outside.
Yeah, apparently. Actually, it's miraculous. We went all season without that being as annoying as it is tonight.
Yeah,
but
the last episode of the season.
Of course.
So let's go ahead and get out of the way. So talking about last episode of the season, I think going forward and during the NASCAR offseason, what's our plans, Lugs? We're going to go every other week?
I think we're
going
to go bi-weekly. If you want to hear our lovely voices every week, let us know.
Maybe we can do a mini or something.
But the podcasts are not going to be as long.
They're not going to have
as much info. It's going to be us speculating and arguing about probably
If you have a topic you want us to talk about during the off season, let us know that.
We'll definitely do that. So, I mean, anybody has any topics you want to talk about or, you know, things in the past or stuff to revisit there, absolutely. But I think doing bi-weekly in the off season isn't a bad idea. So let us know your thoughts, fans, and we'll go from there. We'll let you know.
Yeah, we'll kind of play it by ear. Most of you guys subscribe to us. Anyway, if you don't, please do. Go to iTunes and subscribe, Podbean.
Spotify,
yeah. Whatever it is, your Stitcher that you listen to us, yeah, go check it. Check us out there. Subscribe to make sure you get up to date, you know, from us, in case we throw in a couple bonus episodes or something.
Yeah.
And we're always doing giveaways, it seems like.
Right.
Talking about that, didn't you have a Facebook giveaway you were looking into?
Did I?
Yeah, you mentioned it like a couple of weeks, and then it kind of died.
Really? Were you on the podcast?
I was, so I'm just asking you for an update on that.
I don't remember it. Wasn't it the hat?
Oh, it was? I thought we were doing something separate.
Well, maybe we will. We'll see.
Okay. Thought you were better prepared. Sorry to throw it in you under the bus.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for that, Gasman. I mean, Jimmy Spencer.
That's all right, Joey. You do have more championships than I do.
That's true. Yeah.
But you haven't as punched as many people in the face as I have.
Joey tried. He tried to punch Tony Stewart one time. So, but anyways, I commend you. You did call Brett Moffitt winning championship, and he did. Did you watch Truck Series race?
I did not. This was a really bad weekend for me, unfortunately. Thankfully, I did see the Cup race, but I will admit I did not get to see the Xfinity or the Truck race.
So I watched it. There really wasn't much of a race there. Gregson was out there. I mean, he was the closest contender, you know, fighting for it. And ultimately, he came up short, obviously. But Johnny Sauter was out to lunch, man, and he was very vocal after the race, saying that he can't believe how bad they missed it. Like the truck was just terrible.
That far off.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. And
what? I mean, he'd been running so consistent through the season. Yeah. I wonder what happened.
Yeah, I don't know. He said that he did the front tires, they just could not get the truck to turn the way that it needed to. So But, you know, congrats to Brett Moffitt. So he was our first championship winner of the weekend.
Yeah. He surprised a lot of people this year.
And, yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately, his future's uncertain.
He surprised so many people that he doesn't have a ride next year.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, win a championship, you don't even get your ride back.
Hopefully something comes together in the off season, because that's ridiculous if it doesn't.
Yeah, I mean,
even if it's just another truck series or...
I mean, Stone's out there. Junior's got a car open.
Does he still have one open?
Yeah. Tyler Reddick's car. Technically, he's got a car open. I'm just saying that you have a champion. A champion.
Is Gregson not going to that?
I thought Gregson was going to Elliott Sadler's.
Yeah, maybe. I forgot about Elliott Sadler leaving.
I'm just I don't. There's no rumors or anything that I know of.
Well, we know Chastain isn't going there. He's going to the 42.
True.
Yeah, but I mean, that would be cool. But again, you know, it's kind of the same situation as what Junior said about Chastain, though. You know, he needs sponsorship. He needs sponsorship. He's not just going to run it out of his own pocket. And unfortunately, Brett doesn't have sponsorship. Otherwise, he'd probably be back in that same ride next year. So maybe something will come together in the off season. Who knows?
So do we talk about the rumors of who's going to take, since we're already talking about the subject, who's going to
take
over?
Go ahead, because you found it this morning. I wasn't even aware of it.
The first rumor I seen was Bobby Gerhart taking over that truck. But then a little bit later, I seen Natalie Decker was rumored to take over that truck. Out of those two, I see Natalie being the more marketable person.
Well, obviously. But they said earlier in the year that she wasn't ready. They were going to do the K&N West Series next year, and that they didn't want to throw her into the truck because it was too soon. And now they're going the other way?
That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like. So the people who predicted Ryan Preece moving up, like months before everybody else, are the same ones that said this about Natalie Decker.
Well, we'll see.
Not that it makes it right or wrong. I'm just saying that those people, I guess, I don't know if they're a credible source or just at least say, I got cats in my throat again.
Cats? I never heard of that one.
Frog, whatever.
You ate a cat? Let's not go there.
Yeah, let's not. We won't touch that one.
So.
Damn it, Joey. We're doing so well.
All right, so I don't know. We'll see if Haley ends up there.
Not Haley. Natalie. Natalie Decker. Yeah, so you got so.
Okay, so that's where it was coming from. I was confused. So it's Haley Deegan that is running the West Series.
Yes.
Not
Haley,
Decker.
Correct.
Okay, so I'm an idiot. Correct. So that's what,
oh,
I, was,
yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
I can't deny that.
Shut up.
But no, yeah,
that's what
Decker.
I was thinking. Okay, so I'm glad I just word vomited that. So
okay.
Otherwise, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So and I can see where you get those confused. Yeah. I mean, they're both up and coming females in the sport, and without seeing a picture in your mind, I can see that.
Yeah, so good on her if that happens. Absolutely.
Yeah, maybe we get on the show sometime. Actually, I supposed to have that lined up at one time, but it fell through. Anyway, that's a long story. Like the rest of my interviews this past season.
Hey, it's our first year, man, so
yeah, we're building up. Hey, the small teams out there, we give them kudos because hey, we're a small team.
Yeah. So ready to talk about Xfinity?
Yeah, let's do it.
Did you watch the Xfinity race?
No, I didn't.
Damn it, Gas
Man. I just told you that like 5 minutes ago.
You said you didn't see the truck series. It was a bad
also
weekend.
Just, I said I seen the Cup, but I did not see the Xfinity or the truck. Whatever. It was a bad weekend because it's open deer season.
This is not the only weekend of deer season.
It's the opening. It's
not
the
only.
No, hold on. Stop. Pump the brakes there. Opening season is the time to go deer hunting.
But it's not the only time.
This wasn't the only Xfinity race either. Maybe the only championship Xfinity race.
Yeah, the next one is until February.
And I apologize, I forgot I had said that by the time the Cup race came around, because I watched the Cup race out of the deer stand on my phone with Sling.
Good for you.
Yeah. No, good for my mom for still paying for it, even though she doesn't use it, because then I just piggybacked off of it.
Well, you could have done Hulu too, right?
Well, yeah, I could, because she's got Hulu.
Doesn't that
but,
burn up your data, though?
Oh, I'm sure it does, but hey, I got unlimited data, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
they
then,
throttle
yeah.
you after like 10 gigs or something.
10 gags?
Gags, yeah. Like 10 megs, gigs, whatever that shit's called. after 10 or whatever it is, they start throttling it down, but I don't ever get close to that.
So Xfinity, though, we were both wrong on that one.
I was close. I said it was going to come down between Bell and Riddick.
I don't remember that at all.
You mother effer. I'm going to replay our episode. Listen to our last week's
you
episode.
You just did, right before.
I said Bell. I did say Bell, but also during that same conversation, I said it was going to come between
Let
Bell and Riddick.
Let me just save
so
the heartache
so close.
For our fans next
so
year.
Close.
Every race, Gasman's just going to pick the whole field to win. How about
no!
that?
I wish.
Because that's basically what it is every weekend.
Coming from the guy that picked, like, Eric Jones after right after his win as a dark horse.
There was no rule against that.
You don't choose
But that, that saying whatever. That, we gotta make some rules for next year.
You that's get, a closer you, to next season
you
episode.
Get your panties on a bunch if they're not on your terms. So we'll write them out here in the off season.
Man, you're in the mood tonight.
Well, tired of arguing.
Getting tired of winning championships over there.
So, Reddick won. It was pretty awesome race. Honestly, I thought the Xfinity race was better than the Cup race.
It's not the first time we said that this year.
And, I mean, that's a little sad, especially, don't you think, for, I don't know, I just, I had a lot more hope that the Cup race was going to be a lot more
The
exciting.
Cup race, I'm just going to be honest with you, the Cup race sucked. I'm not
boring.
A fan of Homestead usually, and this right here reiterated to me the fact that Homestead sucks for a season finale.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they need to do. With the next rule package, though, I mean, that might change. So maybe
it,
next
which
year,
it might. It might.
Next year might be different, but then again, the teams could have it all figured out by the time we get to Homestead.
The pit, yeah, the pit crews were what made the difference in this race.
Yeah.
And the Cup race. So back to Xfinity. Back to
yeah,
Xfinity.
So it all came down basically to the very last pit stops. Cole Custer was dominating the race, but arguably Reddick and Christopher Bell, they all had very competitive cars. It was any one of their three had a good shot at winning it. And it came down to the last pit stop. Reddick was one of the first to pit and get the fresh tires. And then Bell pitted. And then Custer, in my opinion, and the broadcaster said it as well, but he stayed out too late on the old tires. He was giving up like a second, second and a half in each single lap that he was out there waiting. And it cost him too much time. By the time he pitted and then got back out, you know, to contend, he was like 8 seconds down. He was 8 seconds down. And he made up some of that time, but he never got back up there to contend with Reddick. And then Christopher Bell ended up getting in the wall and cutting a tire, so that took him out. But
so is that on the crew chief then? I would say so.
I don't know.
Don't know what kind of strategy they had. It worked for Kyle Busch, though.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they're waiting for a caution, yeah. But I don't know what they were going to do, because had they not had that convenient caution that Daniel Suarez brought out, that's a topic for later, what were they going to do? Were they going to try and stretch it?
I guess so.
I wanted to know how that was going to play out, because they were saying he was like 3 or 4 laps short, so was he saving?
Yeah, there's no way, I don't think. I think he would have ran out of fuel, but I think he was hoping for that caution, and luckily it came out for him. I mean,
it did him no good.
I mean, luckily, as in, like, it made things, maybe I shouldn't use the word luckily, but the caution came back out, it kind of jumbled things back up. But we'll get to that in a minute.
So, anyways, in my opinion, bad call for Custer, and that took him out of contention. And Reddick, man, he drove a hell of a race. So, he basically ran the high line the last, whatever it was, like 40 laps. And just inches off of the wall, and was gaining time, making a lot more time on Custer, putting a bigger, you know, interval in there. What are you doing? Are you sending me messages?
I just took a snap of you to send it to you.
God. But it was a better race, in my opinion, than what it was in the Cup Series.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you from the highlights that I've seen. But across the board, I didn't see anything that really blew me away for this weekend.
In any series. Yeah.
The championship weekend, the weekend with fireworks and excitement and adrenaline, and this week just kind of fell flat.
Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't really read a lot of that, though, online. Have you seen a lot of backlash on that?
I'd be honest with you, I haven't seen a whole lot of comments about the racing itself. All I've seen was the anti-Joey Logano tweets.
Yeah.
But I had, the actual racing product itself, I haven't seen hardly anybody address that or talk about that. Mm-hmm.
Well, again, kudos to Reddick. He's obviously going to another car, mm-hmm. another team next year. So good on Childress for capitalizing on that. He can now say he's got a championship driver in his stable.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wonder.
That timing was great for Childress.
I wonder what Junior's thoughts are.
Damn. But okay, so I was being sarcastic saying damn. Good riddance, we can do it without you. Who won the championship last year?
Who was it?
Byron, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What car did he drive?
9.
A junior motorsports car, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who won the year before that?
I don't remember.
The Chase?
No, that was 2014.
Okay. So I don't know who won that. But my point is
Buescher that... won it in 2015. Suarez was 16.
Okay. You're right. Yeah, you're right. That's worse. But my point I was making is that junior motorsports can almost throw anybody on their cars and be a top-tier car. So what I'm getting to is we lost Tyler Reddick. We gained Noah Gragson. Between those two, pure talent, who do you think is better talent?
Gragson, if he can keep his emotions in yep. check.
Okay, thank you. That's exactly where I was going with this. So, yeah, good riddance, Tyler Reddick. You know how Noah in your
at
stable.
Least, you know, he's going to another Chevy team, if you're pro Chevy. But who are they going to put in that 9 car? They can't. Surely they're not just going to stable that car, right?
No way. They may pick Gragson in that and then do something else with the 1.
Yeah. And why the hell do they still have Michael in that?
Sponsorship. Guaranteed sponsorship. That's why.
That guy can't race his way out of a wet
paper bag. I hope he
bag.
Never comes on this show because you are an Annette hater.
Well, he just... Thanks for kicking me.
Sorry. I apologize.
He just ain't doing nothing, man. He's been in that 5 car for how many years now consecutively? And he's not even contending, man. I'm sorry, but I'm going to call it like I see it.
You know who I'd like to see in a junior motorsports car? Shane Lee.
Yeah? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm assuming he's back with RCR next year.
Yeah, I'm sure. Is he running a full season, though? Because I think he only ran a partial season this year, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But I don't know who else you know, unless you take somebody from the truck series, but again, it comes down to sponsorship, according to Junior. I don't know.
So taking Gregson's spot in the truck series is Harrison Burton, correct?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So who, if you had an open car, who would you pull in from the truck series to take your Xfinity ride?
Justin Haley.
That's a good pick. Is he a GMS loyal guy?
I don't know.
I mean, we did see him win a race, but not win a race.
Yeah.
In the Xfinity series, so.
Referring to Daytona when his win was taken away from passing below the yellow.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know.
That would be my pick. Who would your pick be?
That's a damn good pick, man. Honestly, I didn't even think about Justin Haley. Here's someone that the non-truck driver, he's a current Xfinity driver, but who I would like to see take that car.
Who?
Kaz Grala.
Oh, yeah.
He's kind of loyal to Ford, the guy, though, is the only problem.
Mm.
Or move someone like an AJ Allmendinger into that car.
Yeah. You know, someone else, man, that has had really good success in the Xfinity series, didn't do crap in Cup, but, you know, the last few years, he's kind of been roped in for, like, one-off races for Penske. Sam Hornish.
Yeah.
He won races in that 22 car for Penske. I think he deserves, and even Regan Smith could be argued another one.
Very true. And so Sam Hornish, he's had a chance at Cup. He's had his chance in the Xfinity Series on and off. He may not be the new flavor of the month that they're looking for. It's the only problem.
Yeah, I agree. But he has name appeal, at least. But
so what would you think about a Corey LaJoie or a Jesse Little? Bring in some you know, blood and racing in the blood type people.
Yeah, again, I think it's just going to come down to sponsorship dollars. I don't know with Corey if he has a sponsor that's loyal to him in the Cup Series or how he's, you know, how he's in that series currently, if it's family money or what. But
yeah,
if you're already in the Cup Series and you have family money, you know, and you're making more money than you that way than you would be stepping down to Xfinity and being competitive, then why step down to Xfinity?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. You know who would be really awesome in that car? Vinny Miller, just because he's our buddy.
Yeah. 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 Chance to prove himself, yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
He's got some funding, some sponsorship.
Yeah, you know, Pit Viper glasses and JS expediting, yeah.
Yep, yep.
All right, let's move on to Cup. Let's get to the Mamma Jamma here. So, championship weekend, Big Bertha Cup race.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we go in, three powerhouses and a somebody. Somebody was Joey compared to Truex, Busch, and Harvick.
Yeah, but he's pushing Penske power, man, so you can't argue against that.
True. I'm glad you say that, because I want to bring up earlier in the season. Go back to the first couple weeks of the podcast, Lux. I bring up about how Joey Logano's not being talked
about. You've brought everybody up at some point.
No, you lying sack of turds. All right, so I bring up multiple times how Joey's just staying under the radar. He's a sleeper this year.
Why didn't you pick him for your Final Four then?
Because I thought he was going to fail me.
So
I'm just pointing out that I did see the trend there. I myself just
everybody has trends at some point.
Yeah, you have a trend occasionally of being a good co-host. It failed today.
Because I'm tired of you trying to take credit for everything.
I'm not taking credit. I'm just pointing out the fact, if you listen to earlier episodes, I did point out, and I was getting shit by my co-host about saying Logano was staying under the radar.
Well, he wasn't out there winning races like Busch and Harvick and
but he was
Truex
right there competing. He was not dropping off. He was probably more consistent than Truex was.
He also bumped his way into the Final Four. So,
oh, is that the direction we're going now, huh?
I'm just saying. I mean, I'm gonna run with that. I see that popping up a lot on social media. So
that makes it true, then. Yeah.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do. I'm not faulting the guy there, right? Any one of us probably would have done the same, right?
To get there and like compete. Every other racer out there, if they wanted to fucking admit it or freaking admit it or not.
Beep. We'll go back and edit that.
Nah, we'll just let go. It's all right. We're an adult show. Kids, if you're listening, just pretend you didn't hear it.
Even though we act like kids. But, yeah. Well, let's start at the beginning of the weekend.
Okay. So, we talk about
qualifying. Yes.
Pit stall. So, Denny Hamlin
wins the pole.
Yeah. So, Joe Gibbs, a team order from Joe Gibbs was that Denny Hamlin had to give up the choice of the first pit stall so Kyle Busch could get it.
Correct.
Didn't pay off.
No, but it was looking damn good with about 20 laps to go.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you.
And I think everybody was like just waiting for the shoe to drop. I think everybody saw that and was like, oh God, here it comes.
Yeah. So if you're in their position, let's say you're Denny Hamlin, okay, Lugs, what would you do about, would you argue back or would you be like, oh, okay, because he's my teammate and he's in the championship round and I'm not?
You got to look at the big picture, right? If I'm Denny Hamlin, my team has not performed. I've went winless all season, right? And my organization has a chance to win the championship. I'm going to let the car owner make the call.
And, yeah, I would too.
As long as my sponsor, which they said they talked to FedEx about it, FedEx was okay with it, then you know what? And it's kind of out of my call.
Yeah, and I agree, and I 100% agree with Joe Gibbs' decision here. NASCAR is as much strategy as it is talent, and this was a strategy.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with it. That's my opinion. I think they did the right thing.
Yeah. Now,
a lot of haters on Twitter, though.
Absolutely. Would there be a huge backlash if Kyle went on the win after beating everybody off pit road? Yeah, I'm sure. Absolutely. Sure. But
the pit sequences I seen, he didn't really gain advantage. That one, he actually fell back a couple spots.
Well, no, his pit crew had a lot of issues Sunday.
Which was surprising, because they usually won the best.
But, you know, that very last one, they were on the money when it counted, and he got him the lead, but his car just apparently was not good enough this weekend, is from what he was saying.
Yeah. And he chose the high line. He wasn't able to make it work really for him. Is that going to come back to haunt him? I mean, like, is he going to look back at that?
He slipped and fell back to fourth out of the four.
That's what I'm saying. Is he going to think about it and be like, man, what the hell did I do?
No, or, I think it...
I think hindsight was the right call.
I think the car just wasn't where it needed to be.
And we're not used to saying that about Kyle.
Yeah, and he said, you know, the car just all weekend didn't have the feel that I wanted. So, again, finished fourth out of the four. Probably not the ending that he wanted. Same thing with Harvick, right? Both of them had 7 and 8 wins apiece. They both had their eyes locked on the championship. So it's not the ending that they wanted. But, you know, you gotta prove it. Put it out there on the track. Come up with the results when it counts, right? And unfortunately, right now, that's that very last race on the very last lap, on the very last restart, whatever the hell it is. And Joey Logano was the one to capitalize.
Yeah, and we've seen it. And this is one thing I dislike about Homestead. We've seen whoever got the lead was in the lead.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've seen Harvick start the race. I mean, he came flying up through there. Once he got that lead, he was 9 seconds ahead.
Well, let's talk about that. Do you think Childress being absent had anything to do with that team's performance?
Childress. Yeah, I was like, it took me a second. Childress. I'm like, Childress. I'm like, he doesn't race for Childress anymore. So I was trying to think in my mind what you meant.
Rodney Childress. Yes, sorry.
No, I don't think so at all. We get these races are planned in advance. I mean, you're not spending that week of the race doing everything for that car that week. So I think most of the prep is already done. It's just the fine-tuning aspect. Mm-hmm.
But, see, I disagree. I think it does. While he won a stage, did he win both stages?
I know he did the Larson first may have one. Won I can't one. Remember. The
I think Larson
stage.
Won the second one. I can't remember. I think that the adjustments, you know, they didn't keep up with the track. When it got dark, that's where the four car kind of started to stumble a little bit. And I don't know who's to say if Childers wasn't there making those adjustments. You know, he knows a little bit better what maybe Harvick's saying or trying to communicate with what's going on with the car. You know.
So yeah, I see what you're saying. I agree with you
to a point, but...
Yeah, I think it kind of goes both ways here a little bit.
You can't help but wonder, right?
Yeah, I mean, sure.
He didn't look like the typical Harvick that we typically see week in and week out, so...
The beginning of the race, it did.
It did.
And then, yes, it fell off.
Those adjustments. So it kind of helps me wonder, you know, if not having Childers there was the impact there.
I just think the pit teams... The pit crews, I mean, were just as important as the driver was this week. Get your guy out front, and then if he can get in front driving, they were almost likely going to stay there. How much passing did you see?
Well, not a ton, but we did see Logano drive straight around Truex there with whatever it was, 15 to go. That was impressive, the way he drove around Truex. There's no arguing that. And I think it even surprised Truex, because he said, like, there was nothing I could do. By the time I realized he was, you know, going around me, he was already gone. There's nothing I could do.
Yeah, and you're right about that. But that was a very, very rare instance.
Yeah,
during this
true.
Race.
So it makes me wonder, you know, one thing, obviously that was the last race for Furniture Row. But going back to Martinsville, Truex said...
He won
the battle, but he's not going to win the war.
I'm going to make sure he doesn't win it.
Yeah.
He has his chance.
I don't, you know, if he could have moved up the track, if he knew he was there, you think something else would have happened? Or do you think he was going to, you thought in his mind, hey, I'm going to be able to hunt him down. My car's good enough.
I think he was confident that he was going to be able to hunt him down. That's my guess.
I don't think any of them kind of expected that muscle out of Logano with 15 to go. But, you know, Logano said, they said before, you know, if it comes down to a shootout, you know, the ball's in our court. They called that shot, and they absolutely...
I mean, they were unloaded one of the fastest cars all week.
Yeah, absolutely, in practice. Yeah. So, oh well. That's it.
I had a thought, I forgot what it was, but bottom line is... the potential was there. The top four was around each other the whole damn race. I mean, really, did they ever really split up apart from each other?
No, not really. Furthest they fell back, I think, was Bush to eighth.
Yeah,
at one point.
You couldn't ask for a better opportunity for racing for this championship and making it super exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But I really feel like the race just fell. And just, it fell off and it failed the fans, if you ask me.
And we only had a couple of cautions outside of the segment cautions.
And talk about caution. Let's talk about the one that really changed things.
Suarez?
Yes. So there's a lot of people on Twitter saying that was Brad Keselowski's doing on purpose. I'm going to throw it your way. I got my opinion.
Well,
there's always trolls
on the internet.
The
caution benefited Kyle Busch. Why would you say that Penske was... Obviously, they won the championship, but was the one that needed the caution.
Yeah, but people are saying that Keselowski purposely spun Suarez so Logano could win the championship. Horseshit. Obviously, you've seen the race and you've seen the videos of it. It's not like Keselowski drove up and spun him out. They're going four wide in the damn turn.
The other point I was going to make was they were going like three or four wide. It was clearly a racing incident.
Yeah, I can't remember who was like, under Keselowski, but he came up and got into Keselowski, which pushed Keselowski.
It's not like Michael Waltrip Racing a couple years ago. Yeah, oh, my arm's got an itch. Or whatever the hell the code word saying was.
Yeah, was that Clint Bowyer that spun out?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That was like 2012 or 2013, I think. And
yeah, they put Gordon in.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. I didn't even know about it, and you messaged me or called me or something. You're like, dude.
Yeah, dude. That's what I say all the time. That's my go-to thing. Dude.
It used to be.
Yeah, it still is. You guys used to give me shit in high school all the time because you're like, dude, dude. I'm like, yeah, shove it.
Anywho.
Pound sand.
That old saying, huh? There was an infraction announced. I don't know if it was today or yesterday.
Oh, no. Oh, I do have a question. That's why I was thinking earlier. I do have a question for you. Throw a hypothetical your way. Okay? Not saying this happened. I'm not even proposing this happened. But let's say you're NASCAR.
Yeah.
Joey Logano's car fails inspection.
Mm-hmm.
Would you admit it? After all the shit you just went through with the Harvick thing?
Can I cover it up so no one knows?
Yeah, I mean, if you have a way to not... get it out to us, the fans.
Hell yeah, I'm going to cover it up.
Okay. So let's just
My image is terrible as it is. Would I...
Okay, exactly. So you would protect your image more than being with integrity coming out and say, hey, I know we celebrated the championship 3 days ago, but Joey didn't win.
Yeah, you're really putting me in a ethical question here.
Yeah, I mean, if you're NASCAR, what would you do?
I think you gotta. I mean, it's their championship race, man. I don't see
you
how
can't,
you can.
Yeah, you cannot have egg on your face going for this race.
And they've had it so many times this season, from Brian France to all the other penalties.
So, my other question to you, Log, since you're a genius over here.
Thank you.
You're absolutely welcome. Yes. So let's say you're Logano's crew chief. Who is it? Todd Perry? I don't know who his crew chief.
Todd Perry.
Yeah.
That's Todd Gordon. You got half of it.
Whatever. So. Let's say you think this out and you're like, you know what? I don't think NASCAR would call us out for this. Would you take a chance?
No.
No?
No.
Man, I don't know. I'd be so tempting to walk that line.
No, I don't want to flirt with that. Mm-mm. I wouldn't want to take the risk. No.
Fans, let us know what you think. Yeah, if you're in that position in NASCAR or in Todd Gordon's position, what would you do? Here's what I would do. Maybe I wouldn't do this, but here's my thoughts. As NASCAR, I would find every way possible to make it Joey Logano's championship. He won the race. I'm going to half-ass R&D inspect his car because I don't want to find anything.
Well,
because I don't want that egg in my face.
And they said that the inspection was a lot more heavy. They went through a lot more rounds to try and catch, you know, any
beforehand
issues.
Yeah. Okay. Which makes sense for preemptive instead of, you know,
but again,
post.
You know, just like Harvick, they said that spoiler issue, they couldn't find it at the track. They had to take it back to R&D and dismount and take it apart, and that's when they found it. So, you know, you could run it through as many inspections as you want, but until you're taking the damn car apart.
Yeah. Yeah, and all the shit they went through with Harvick's penalty, NASCAR was not going to call a penalty on the championship. Which, they weren't.
Did you see today there was an article from Harvick? His podcast, Happy Hour, or not his podcast, he calls into NASCAR. Yeah, Sirius XM. But he was basically saying, expect more penalties from Rodney Childers next year. He was calling that out. Yep. Let me see if I can find the article real quick.
So here. Basically, he's saying that Rodney's going to push the boundaries. That's
he said, and quote, it better not be the last time he gets suspended because I just don't think you're pushing it hard enough if you're not.
That's interesting. So,
but they're talking about increasing the penalties here.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Integrity. Is that proper integrity to have the expectation that your crew chief is going to push the boundaries so much he's going to be suspended?
To me, this is just, you're taunting the bull. You got the freaking red flag, you know, and the Spanish
and
bull
this
run.
This is why we need a video NASCAR, podcast, folks. Yeah. Waving the red flag.
NASCAR is the freaking bull, and Harvick is the idiot. I'm just going to call Harvick an idiot in this situation.
The matador.
Don't come out and say this. Yeah. Don't say that. If your crew chief's going to continue to try and cheat and work in the gray area, fine.
Don't say it.
But don't say, hey, we as an organization are going to continue to try and go faster that are not legal. Don't say that. Don't say that. You're just taunting the bull.
By the way, we're going to cheat next year.
Yeah, we all know the crew chiefs are going to try to, are constantly out there trying to find the loopholes.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so don't put that out there, man. That's just bad juju. It's going to happen. And, you know, and NASCAR's already saying that they're going to increase the penalties next year for these infractions, for these
legal issues. Yeah, and they should because, I mean, we see this year alone. And who is multiple of violators?
It's Harvick, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's the one that comes to mind the most. I'm sure there was a couple others out there, but he's the one that comes to mind the most.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Sorry about that. I agree with you. Why would you put that out there? I don't know. It's just asinine to me.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be honest, and let's not act like we're fools here. Is there any crew chief out there not doing that?
No, absolutely not.
But we just don't broadcast.
Exactly. So I don't think that was very wise on his part. But, you know, Harvick's very outspoken, and that's a good thing.
Why
I think
be
the sport
outspoken
needs that,
whenever
but
you're
but
happy
not on
all
that,
the time?
But not on that, yeah.
Happy Harvick.
So, anyways, going back before you had your thought earlier that you'd forgotten, Almirola was caught with a lug nut penalty from Homestead,
I'm sorry about that. I may interrupt you, sir.
No, you're good. I just want to bring it up because we left it out there. So not that that penalty really means anything anymore. I don't know why that rule was really
it's a safe face to show NASCAR is still looking at things.
Yeah. So anything else you want to talk about? I had a couple notables from the race that I want to pull out as far as finishes. Matt Kenseth came home sixth.
Yeah, seen that. You know, go Matt. You know, way to finish a season in your career.
Could be, yeah, his career, man. And
not could be. I'm pretty sure it is.
You know, I see him coming back to step in maybe one off race here.
Wouldn't
it
be interesting if he took Junior's ride? Because they were like rivals when they came out of the Busch race series.
Yeah, but then they became friends.
Oh yeah, sure.
And I think Kenseth is at the point where he just wants to enjoy his family, and he said that. So I don't see that happening. Be cool if it would, but I don't see that happening. Jimmy Johnson came home 14th with his last race with Knaus
and
Lowe's.
He shaved his face.
Yeah, that was crazy, man. He,
he looked
he
like
looked
a baby.
Like a totally different person without
his
beard.
He looked like a baby.
And he like shaved it that morning, and then by like race time, he already had like a hell of a 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, he did.
Good Lord, man.
I'm jealous. I could literally sit here for 5 days and he would have more hair than me.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You would still be completely baby fresh bald.
Yeah, I'm glad you said bald, not ball. Like balls. Smooth or something.
No, but you just did, so thanks for that.
Yeah, no problem. I do what I can.
And so that's about all I have. I have a couple news things, but other than that,
I don't have anything news. Only thing I want to throw out there real quick, going back to the Xfinity series real quick, I'm calling now Gregson's in the championship for next year. Okay, moving on.
Write it down. We're going to be better about documenting these things.
I have it written down. I'll just lose this piece of paper.
Probably. God, bro, you're already making picks for 2019? Jeez.
Just one.
All right.
Oh, here's something interesting. I'm sorry. I just thought about this. I seen a tweet earlier, and you know what? It's true. William Byron has now won Rookie of the Year 3 years in a row.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Truck Series, Xfinity.
Yep. So anyway, I just thought I'd point that out, too.
Yeah. So I saw today NASCAR is considering a streaming service. If you want to talk about shots called, I called that this okay. year.
Sure.
Did I not? I did. You can go ahead and say.
No, you did. You sure did. You're the smartest person I know, Joey.
Thank you. So they said that they are exploring launching an over-the-top, I don't know what that means, streaming service per sources. However, due to current legalities and TV packages and agreements that they have now, they wouldn't be able to show the National Series live races until 2025.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, apparently. Said, but it could show lower-level racing, archived events, and lifestyle content.
Bullshit. That is fucking stupid. I'm going to call it right now. If you're going to have a streaming service, have a freaking streaming service.
Man.
What the hell? Why would you waste our time with that? 2025? What kind of deals do they get themselves into?
Well, I'm assuming that's probably with NBC and Fox, right?
So why not partner with them and have a NASCAR at Fox app and NASCAR NBC app or streaming service?
Well, they kind of do already. I mean, that's the NBC Sports app, the
kind of, but
Fox
they suck.
One Sports. So, yeah, I don't know. It comes down again to them having control over their own, you know, brand images.
Yeah, they're stupid.
So
younger France family.
I agree. 2025 is way too far, right? I mean, you're gonna have streaming service just like F1 does now. You need it now.
By 2025,
there's gonna be something else.
Yeah, that's my whole point I was getting to is what is there gonna be then?
Yeah, exactly. We'll be streaming it in the sky, or
yeah, you know what we'll be? We'll be watching old it. We'll be those people who are like, I don't know how to operate that.
We'll be watching it in our flesh or something.
Washing in our flesh. Hey, look at this watch that doesn't exist. That's playing on my arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Yeah, there's no telling what the hell will be by 2025.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's all the news I've got. But I do have a question. I don't have my agree or disagree segment this week.
Oh, you freaking loser.
I'll have it next
time.
Our
last episode of the season.
I'll have it for next time. How about that?
Okay.
But let me ask you this. Are you more surprised that Eric Almirola finished the year in the top five in points or that Chase Elliott ended up with 3 wins this year? Which is more surprising?
Almirola. We expected Chase to have a breakout. It was going to happen. It was going to happen big.
Yes, but the struggles of Chevy is the only counterpoint to that.
Let me ask you this. Did you come into the season assuming Chevy's going to struggle like they did?
No, but we talked about it along the way. And he didn't really come on until the latter half, which, you know,
true.
We said that. We said true. Chevy will get their footing halfway through. So, I don't know, just curious there. I saw some people debating that online and to me,
it was absolutely Almirola finished. I mean, our expectation, the 10 car, look
hell.
At the last several seasons. I
yeah.
mean, come on.
True. And hell, I mean, he almost had a shot of getting to the top four. You know,
yeah,
if he would have won Phoenix like he almost had. So, all right, man. Well, that's all I've got.
Okay. I don't have anything else either. Other than fans, you're awesome. Reach out to us, wreckingracing@gmail.com, or go to our website, wreckingracing.com. Tell us how great we really are. And, you know, never know, we might ask you to call into the show.
Boom.
Yeah. Boom. That's the way we're finishing. Season's over, bitches.
Boom, confetti.
Trike. Jock. Mic drop. I really screwed that up. Yeah, mic drop.
All right, fans, have a good week.
And the checkered flag waves on this episode. Tune in next week to keep updated on all things NASCAR. please like us on iTunes and follow us on Podbean. We like to hear from you, so reach out to us too at wreckingandracing@gmail.com. Thanks again, and see you soon.